Well, there have been some nice reviews and great box office success on the opening weekend for the movie Oz the Great and Powerful, which was put together by Disney at the Raleigh Studios out in Pontiac. And from some of the stories here in the local media, this is being hailed as a great success that reflects our film industry in Michigan. But is it? And the $80 million they made at the box office, how does that translate into dollars that we get back in our state for what we gave them to put together the movie here? Well, the Mackinac Center, God bless them up there in Midland, has done a little work on this and crunched the numbers. We spent $40 million of our taxpayer money to have Hollywood put that movie together here. James Holman is the Assistant Director of Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center, and he's on the other end of our line this morning. How are you, James? How you been?
I'm doing well, Frank.
Good to talk with you again. So we spent $40 million of our taxpayer money. Hoorah! We are going to see all that money come back into the Treasury now, right?
Oh, not likely. Not likely at all. These film production companies rarely have any tax liability at all. Every economic analysis out there shows that they are losers for the state treasury itself, but they're also a loser for the state economy too. It just concentrates the resources of all Michigan residents in the state budget and selects a couple of Hollywood productions, which are big, flashy shows, but have had a little lasting impact on the state economy.
You know, what's interesting is these movies that are successful, like Oz, we're led to believe through some of the media stories that the success of the movie reflects on us as a state, as if that's going to bring more jobs here, more business here, just because the movie was filmed here. But you're not going to find any place on that screen during the high points of Oz the Great and Powerful pure Michigan signs, you know. It's not an advertisement for our state up there.
Well, the film incentive interests try every argument they can to justify the spending that they have. I mean, that's what you would expect from it. It's a very lucrative business. They just got $40 million of taxpayer money. There's a huge benefit to keeping that around, but it's just not worth the investment from Michigan taxpayers.
Well, we never see those dollars, dollar for dollar, returned to the Treasury, and that's been proven even with their own studies from supporters of the wasteful film subsidies. They keep talking about economic impact, but when you crunch those numbers, you see the economic impact does not return the amount in tax revenue that we shelled out. We never get it back.
Well, you're never going to get back the tax revenue. It's just too much. It's too generous of a program, but according to beneficiaries, all spending is always worth it. But the problem with their analyses is that you can't drop a dollar on the sidewalk without it having an economic echo somewhere else. And so they say, look, you gave us $40 million, but we spent $100 million in the state, which is what they estimated to have spent. Therefore, you know, there's a net positive of $60 million, but that's not true because we would have spent the money on something else.
Well,
and generally, people know best how to spend their own money to advance their interests.
Exactly, and that $100 million produced $6 million in tax money, and so we spent $40 million. We got $6 million back in tax dollars from what they spent. That's a loss of $34 million.
Yeah, it's been a huge loss. I mean, a huge direct loss, but that's because of Michigan's extraordinarily generous program. We've kind of talked about scaling it back. The governor has proposed pulling it down to $25 million, but I'd argue that the $25 million is still not beneficial to the state economy.
Well, it's crept back up too. And you have leaders even on the Republican side, like Randy Richardville, who favors these subsidies, who tries to make sure that they get as much money as possible. There's stealth moves that they've put into place to try to get more money into these film subsidies.
Yeah, and it's going to be hashed out in the budget coming up this year, so pay attention because they are debating over how to best spend Michigan taxpayer resources, how much more of these Hollywood productions they feel are appropriate.
And the other part, James, as you well know, the studio itself out there was financed in large measure through through money that was borrowed from the state pension fund. And that money was not repaid by the people who took the money, and the folks who now have to repay it and are taking the hit are state employees and their pensions.
Yeah, I have no idea why the state thought that was a good idea. We've guaranteed 18 million in bonds for this to create this film studio, and that's coming. And they've guaranteed them by the state retirement system's revenue. Well, our teacher retirement system is already $22.4 billion underfunded, and this just goes to blow another hole between what the state has promised in pension benefits and what it's set aside in assets. We've spent another $620,000 on bond payments because they haven't been able to attract the film productions that they've wanted to. But even then, that's like saying we need to spend $50 million on film incentives so we don't have to pay $620,000 in bond payments. It's just a bad deal for taxpayers and for pensioners.
More available online at mackinaw.org. James Holman, good to talk with you again. Take care.
Thanks for having me on.